You're listening to the Family of Te Gita podcast. A message from Akatu, the Mafik from Beef.
Beloved friends of the great planet Earth, let's continue to explore the great galaxies that are full of life that is unknown to your world. Indeed, these souls will soon be known as you call them friends in your infinite life. The next race that will be introduced are called Mafik. Their planet of creation is called Meef, with a location just outside of the Milky Way. They are peaceful and loving in all manners of life. But as many races that have been revealed, this was not their beginning. Living in duality with tremendous struggles reached a moment of impending destruction. Just as darkness seemed to take over, the powerful Galactic Federation arrived. The Mafik stand 8 feet tall with pale orange skin and lavender-colored eyes that are slanted. Their nose and mouth are similar to humans. Their hair is short and black. They wear loose-fitting long tops and colorful pants and shorts. Created by Source Energy 3 million years ago, they learned to manage lives in a meager fashion. Competition was great with a scarcity of food. In primitive methods of endeavors to progress, there was a great lack of provisions. The land was sparse and plants were consumed regardless of the taste. Over many lifetimes that were in spans from a few months to 50 years in Earth's understanding, the Mafik died from starvation and disease. Over time and struggles, they began to learn of vegetables growing throughout the land. Their lives resembled Earth native souls as they fought among themselves with their plight to survive and find food. As the Mafik became stronger, they also found division was rampant and the planet began to form groups that fought with weapons. This arsenal grew strong as technology increased. The planet of Meef was growing darker as dictators ruled over the freedom once known. Children were born and programmed into a world of fear and mistrust. The planet would not survive in this manner without assistance. Elder and Commander Minoe from Atlas was monitoring the situation and often flew over the area in his Mover ship. He observed animals dying and areas of fires and wars. He gathered his finest members of the Galactic Federation and arrived with precision. On the outskirts of the dwelling of the most evil dictator, a surprise was waiting. This dark ruler was blinded by light that shone from the fingertips of Elder Minoe. Standing in fear, the ruler called Oda Kazi cried out for the Mafik that he had harmed to assist him. No one came to rescue him, and they looked on with gratitude as beautiful beings sent light in all directions. The magnificent light forces captured the rulers of darkness around Meef. They were transported to bases throughout galaxies far away. There would be a moment of reckoning for darkness, but these moments were about assisting those remaining on Meef. There were 10 rulers of darkness that would no longer know the power of control. As the Mafik gathered in frequencies of light, the members of the Galactic Federation had powerful gifts to bestow. Indeed, the lives on Meef would never be the same. There would be peace at last with no disease or death. With love and excitement, bodies were upgraded to circulate light. Tigers and bears walked peacefully with small children. Many of the Mafik desired to serve the light. These souls became junior members of the Galactic Federation. For thousands of years, these members have served honorably and enjoy large mother ships and great technology. They wear blue uniforms with silver boots. They still remember their rescue from darkness, and now they serve others with their own light. Meef is now a home of peace with an elder named Suniak. He chose to remain on Meef without joining the Galactic Federation. His intention is to be present as a leader of peace, and he travels throughout the great planet Meef. Homes are designed with comfort and luxury. The areas of meager homes that provided only shelter are gone. Crystal homes and those in shapes of sacred geometry are seen throughout colorful mountains. Pink oceans and flowers glowing in the center are enjoyed by the souls of Meef. Pleiadians and Arcturians visit often, and vehicular crafts are now used throughout Meef. Crystal instruments are played as many gather to celebrate their wonderful lives. This is another race that you will enjoy meeting. Soon, the unity of races will reach even more deeply into the vast cosmos. Indeed, only love is before you. I will be with you in this love. Niki Maia. I love you so. Akatu.